Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio right now by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So we're talking about a couple of flicks this week, one for maybe the kiddies and one for the grown-ups. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about Maya the Bee, the Honey Games.
I've got the description here in front of me. When an over-enthusiastic Maya accidentally embarrasses the Empress of Buzztropolis, she's forced to unite with a team of misfit bugs and compete in the Honey Games for a chance to save her hive. My God. Okay. So this is the adult one, right? This is the dark comedy for adults, right?
Definitely, yeah. Okay.
Fantastic. Okay, what do we think of this one?
Well, I thought that there was a really good voice cast behind it. We got Richard Roxburgh, you know, from Rake fame, Cleaver Green. Mm-hmm. We got the Umbilical Brothers. I was surprised to hear them because they're not usually in their comedy routines doing dialogue, I suppose, or stand-up. And we got Coco Jack-Gillies as the voice of Maya the Bee.
Yeah, we should point out this is actually an American-Australian production, so it's actually, you know, got vocal talent from all over the map.
It's actually primarily Australian, mm-hmm. the vocal talent, which is great because I love seeing more Australian, or at least partially Australian films out there on the world stage for people to see, you know, Americans going, oh, this is what Australia's coming up with, which is, I think, great. And it's great to have a primarily Australian cast spearheading the film. And I'll be honest, all three of them, as well as the rest of the cast, do a really good job of voice acting, considering mm-hmm. I don't think most of them really have that much experience doing voice acting, especially like Richard Roxburgh. He tends to do more live action stuff. So it was great that they could naturally just go into a booth and record their lines. And
terrific.
Make sense. Yeah. And I thought that it was a very good pastiche of sports films as well, an enjoyable pastiche, and just sort of making fun, like the first event is a dodgeball game, which I thought, and making it seem super serious when it seemed a bit silly, I thought it was that was pretty funny as well. But overall, I did think that the CGI was lacking quite a lot, and it seems a bit too something you'd see on TV. I mean, nowadays, when you watch TV, actually, a lot of animated shows have very high quality of animation. And I feel that Maya the Bee, despite being a film with ostensibly a larger budget, doesn't quite have as good CGI as some of the stuff you'd see on
okay,
TV
I mean,
nowadays.
It almost sounds like one of those kind of knockoff yeah. ones. I mean, a lot of the knockoff kids movies have the pretty lousy sort of CGI on it. So, good yeah. vocal talent, lousy CGI. What kind of age group are we actually talking about for this one?
I'd say maybe 5 to 10. So the parents, they might get one or two chuckles out of one of the situations, but otherwise would be a bit, you know, bored of the whole movie.
But for seriously young kids,
yeah,
you reckon probably worthwhile?
About 5 to maybe 7 at an absolute maximum.
I mean, if our listeners are looking for something to go along to, take the kids, yeah. distract them for half an hour or an hour and a half, this one's all right?
Yeah, it's fairly decent. There's nothing questionable about it or anything. It's just some silly fun for them.
Okay, well, that's Maya the Bee, The Honey Games. Our second film actually comes to us from out of New Zealand, The Breaker Upperers.
Yes, this one stars Madeline Sammy and Jackie Van Beek as two women who were jilted by the same man, one of them being the girlfriend, one of them being the secret side girlfriend. And so both of them, when they find out, decide to go into business, breaking up other couples when they think that it may be necessary for them to intervene. So maybe hiding the boyfriend away from the girlfriend, posing as police officers, saying the boyfriend's gone missing, I don't know where he is, we're out searching for him, and so on. I thought that it was a really unique and interesting premise, and when I was describing it, you were laughing. You seemed to think that it was...
I'm quite a fan of dark comedy, fairly unusual comedy, even I must say a Kiwi comedy. So, you know, it does sound intriguing to me, yeah.
Yeah, Kiwi comedies nowadays have been, like, being on in the Hollywood spotlight right now, especially with Taika Waititi's recent films gaining some appreciation worldwide. And he's also one of the producers behind this film as well. So it's great to hear that he's still maintaining some roots in New Zealand comedy despite swanning off to Hollywood and doing Thor Ragnarok. It was, I'd say, I got a couple of chuckles out of it. I didn't think it was necessarily that completely hilarious like some of Taika's work when he's in the seat as director. I'll admit it was kind of funny, but I was sort of expecting some belly laughs, something really funny out of such an unusual premise. But despite that, it was great seeing New Zealand also still providing some comedies as well as the acting from the leads as well.
All right, well, there you go. We've got May of the Bee, The Honey Games, maybe all right for the real young kids, and The Breaker Operas, maybe a good date night movie, but don't go into it over-expecting some real big laughs. Yep. Well, there you go. Big Kev, thank you very much. Regular size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.